Dear Princess Sunbutt, Letter 117.
Dear Princess Dayrieri, I might need to delay our tea time until next week, or possibly even later. The reason for this requires a bit of explanation. I have discovered a way to separate my flesh and skeleton into two distinct forms. I, Twiggy Pig, am the flesh. Skeletwy technically has no brain, so she's basically me, but smarter. Seeing as I now had what is effectively a second body, I decided to make use of it. I sent my skeleton to do this week's mandatory socializing in my stead. It hasn't come back yet, and no one I've asked has seen it, so I'm incapacitated for the time being. When I initially planned this out, I was expecting to use magic to move myself around, but I forgot the very important fact that I can't do magic without my head bone. It seems like an obvious connection to make for most people, but you have to remember, I have absolutely no foresight whatsoever. I'm an asshole, and the only sight assholes have is hindsight. Anyway, I can't come to sip juice with you because my skeleton is somewhere out there with my magic, and that leaves me flaccid and limp and very, very sad. I hope you'll forgive my absence due to this unexpected and completely unavoidable mishap. Your unfunny bone, Twicycle. P.S. It's not necromancy because my skeleton was never dead.
From Her Royal Highness Dayrieri, RE Letter 117.
To my most faithful student, Twilight Sparkle Skin. Don't worry, she's visiting Canterlot this week. It turns out, she's quite loquacious when given a spell to synthesize vocal cords, and she's given me a rather fascinating insight into your daily life. I am really very impressed with your spell work, but less so with your problem solving or risk assessment. We'll be visiting Ponyville once the week is up, and I am greatly enjoying your skeleton's company. After the initial confusion, of course. Your loving mentor, Princess Celestia.
Letter 118.
Dear Princess Vitamin C, I did another oopsie. I tried fixing Manhattan's alarmingly high suicide rate by casting the Want It Needed spell on the concept of life. The spell technically worked, so that's cool. Every living creature in a 10-mile radius was filled with an irrepressible craving for life. The making of life, to be specific. It only lasted 10 minutes thanks to the scope of the spell, but that's more than enough time for accidents to happen. Expect a marked increase in the census next year. Whether this affects the suicide rate is yet to be determined. Your lack of impulse control, Plum Bum.
From Her Royal Highness Vitamin Selly, RE Letter 118.
To my most faithful student, Twilight Sparkle, thank you for the warning. I'll have the therapist dispatched, and this novel use for When It Needed has been recorded into the archives. Incidentally, you will be returning to court for... Okay. Actually, you get a pass, but only because I haven't actually ever made a law outlawing forcing an entire city to breed obsessively. Technically, no pony involved could consent, so if any pony presses charges, they'll probably be redirected to you as the instigator. Your loving mentor, Princess Celestia. Dear Anon, please, for the love of all that is good, tell me Twilight was not in Manhattan at the time that she cast the spell. I can't imagine her having genuine foals running around. Your friend, Tia.
At least it was in Manhattan and not anywhere else, but then again, 10-mile radius. That's a lot. Now, let's get on to our perfectly sane donators. Top donators, Dash of Evergreen, J Tin Man, and Darkseid. Peter Coulthard, Dosbo, RuneScythe 9852, Courier Crew CI, Delta Omega, Rhino Dragonwolf, Secret Moon, Tal Rasha, The Toilet Snake, Soul Dragon, Sword Brethren Mordred, Starlight Glimmer, Squiddy Boy, David D. Sanchez, Gaggy, Trey, Shadow Drake, Joe Piercy, Alex F., Rainbow Dash, Teal K. Anderson, and TV Killer. Thank you so much for watching this video, live life to the fullest, and please don't get caught in Twilight spells, because it's probably for the best.